The Gemara continues Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis towards the bottom. The Gemara said that all the wealth and all the riches that the Romans had is all in store for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that three lines from the bottom, Hanach Leman, who is this for? Zog the Gemara, Lecha ulechavecha ulechavri secha. It's for the chaverim, for tamid chachomim. Lasid lovei. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, schoira ve'esneno kodesh Hashem. The schoira and the esnan, the exchanges, are all kodesh Hashem. Lo ye'otze ve'lo ye'chosein. It won't be stored in storage homes, meaning the dog and the tirosh. Ve'lo ye'chosein. And the money and the silver and the gold will not be stored in vaults. Zeb beis gniza. Michael Yoshim Lifnei Hashem, but rather it's going to go to the Yoshim Lifnei Hashem. Who's that going to? Zok the Gemara Daf Kuf Yutes Omer Aleph Omer Rabbi Lozo Zehamakir Mokim Chaveroi Be Yeshiva. It's referring to someone who's Makir Mokim Chaveroi Be Yeshiva. What does that refer to? Zok the Rashbam Shiyadeh Eloim Azem Okim Ployni Vizem Okim Ployni The Hoyle Makir Mokim Chaveroi Rog Luleishiv Tomit Shom. Imagine you walk into a big Beis Medrash, 1,000 people, Beis Medrash Gavoya. And a guy can able to tell you, point out, who sits exactly where. That person lives in the Beis Medrash. Zok the Rashbam, Rogil, Leishiv, Tomichom. I'm not talking about the Beis Medrash of 11 people. I'm talking about a place of many people. So then he knows every person. That means that's his home. That's his abode. He knows every person. He's there. Mother. So Mele, that's who he's referring to. Those Tamid Chachomim. Hamakim Mokim Chaver B'Shiva. Ika Damri.
It shows how important the Mokim Chavu is.
Correct. In every person's place, in Mokim Kavua. Correct. Now the others that explain this Gemara based on the Gemara Bava Basa Kuf Chav, the Gemara says that when it comes to a simcha, a meal, you seat the people according to age. When it comes to yeshiva, it's the fi chokhma. In the Mizrach, the Talmid Chachamim go first. So the Mashal explains that makir mishigol mimenu mean, I understand who's makir. Makir Mokim Kavua means I'm makir who's greater than me. I'm not jealous of him. Faket, I'm misdabek with him. I try to get from him and gain from him. That's the person. The person that's a mevakish is makir mokim chaveroi. He's makir the status of the other person. Ikedamri another pshat. Omer Rabbi Loza zamekabel pnei chavera biyeshiva. Kabel pnei chavera biyeshiva doesn't just mean he greets him with a smile. That's very important. But mekabel pnei chavera biyeshiva means that I'm the first one there. I'm a kabel other people. Like the Gemara says. That Rabbi Loza said, "Lekidmuni odem beis hamedrash." Same thing. What do you mean? I'm a kabbal every person. Again, it's another way of saying a masmid. Zog di gemara lemechase atik yoimin. This is the end of that pasuk. The pasuk said, "The pasuk in Yeshaya is v'hoyos schora ve'esneno kodesh l'Hashem lo yotzev lo yechosin ki lo yoishim lifnei Hashem yisocha lecha l'sova ulemechase atik." What does a mechase atik mean? Zog Gemara Ma'ala Mechase Otik. Zeh Mechase Dvorim Shem Kisa Atik Yoimin. He's Mechase the things that Atik Yoimin, meaning the Eibish is Atik Yoimin, Zog Rashbam, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chseva Atik Yoimin Yosef. He's Mechase things that are not to be taught to the public, to the masses. Maise Mekova, Maise Breishis, all the different things. Like it says, Zeh Shmi La'olam. He's Mechase it. He's not Moiserit to every person. Only for someone who's able to understand Kabbalah and the Seder Satera. So he's Mechasa Atik Yoimin. Umay Ninu, what is that referring to? Zogmo Sisre Teira. The Ikad Amri, another pshat is like old. The Abish is called Atik because he's here before the creation of the world. So he's pre everything. That's called Atik. Zog the Gemara. Umay Ninu Sisre Teira. The Ikad Amri, another pshat is Zamegala Dvorim Shekisa Atik Yoimin. My ninu time teira. It's also saying it's another way of abatus teira. I'm megala dvorim that were mechusa through atik yoimin, meaning the time teira, the havana, the time teira, the explanation, things that are hidden, but I explain it. That's megala time teira. Zok the gemara, the first word line. Omer Rav Kahana, mishum Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. My dichsiv lam natzeach mizma leDavid. What does it mean? Lam natzeach. Lam natzeach is losham nitzochen. Mizma leDavid. Is a song. Zamru lemisha noitzchin oisa v'sameach. We're mezamer to someone who menatzeach and he's happy about it. By a boss of a dom, if you menatzeach him, he's not happy. By the Eibusha he is. What's the pshat? Zok demar boy reish loy kmitis gabar kmitis basav adam. Basav adam and natzchi noisoy v'otzev. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu noitzchi noisoy v'sameach. The Eibusha is happy. What does that mean? Shenemar. It says by in the pasuk in Tehillim, v'yoyma la'ashmidom lule Moshe b'chiroi. The Eibusha, after the eagle wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, if not for Moshe b'chiroi, omad b'feretz lefonov. Which basically means that the Eibusha wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded on their behalf, and the Eibusha accepted it, and he was happy. Moshe Rabbeinu was menatzeach, so to speak. He convinced the Eibusha not to destroy Klal Yisrael, but Eibusha was happy because he doesn't want to destroy Klal Yisrael. So Mela, it's unlike Basav Edom, if you're menatzeach, he's otzev, he's besimcha.
And
a regular person is otzev. Imagine we have an argument, and I win the argument. Are you happy that you won, or that you lost? Of course not. Here, by the Eibishter, you're menatzeach, and he's besimcha, because he wants Klal Yisrael. So Lamashal, a person is a choyta. So the Eibishter wants to destroy him, wants to punish him. And then he convinces the Eibishter, he does tshuva, and he says, I'm not going to do this. And Abraham is happy that, okay, you won me over. But he's happy about that. That's the chiddush of Abraham. Zok di gemara. Boyu re'ei. Oh. Omer Rav Kahana mishum Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. Omer Rav Shimon Lokish mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Ma'ay dechsev. This is what it says in the pasuk. Videi Odom. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Videi Odom mitachas kanfeihem. The hands of the Odom are under the wings of the knofayim of the malachim that are tachas kisei hakovet. Yodoy ksev, it says singular term. Ze yodoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shepruse tachas kanfei chayos. That are under the kanfim, the knofim, the knofayim, the wings of the chayos in the upper kisei hakovet, below the kisei hakovet, in the upper hemisphere. Kdele kabel balei tshuva. Like the Ben Yonah's lashon is chatoli chatira achas v'tekabli b'tshuva. The Eibishter himself has a hand under the chayos to let the balei tshuva in. The same yisoid. Even though they sinned against him, fakert, he wants them. He's sameach b'nitzachon that they win him over. So the Eibishter himself has a yad over there that's prusa. Zog the Gemara sheprusa tachskampi chayos kilekabli balei tshuva miyad midas adin from the midas adin. Zogt die Gemara. Omer Rav Yudom HaShmuel. Kol kesef ezov sheba oilom. Yosef liktoi. All the riches and all the wealth and all the gold and silver in the world, Yosef gathered together in Mitzrayim. Ve'avil ha-Mitzrayim. Shenema. It's a perish apostolic. It says, Vayilakit Yosef. He gathered, it's called a kesef ha-nimtza. All the kesef that nimtza be'eretz Mitzrayim u be'eretz Kanan. That was for the payment for the what he sold in the time of the Rav. Not the whole world, only Mitzrayim, Shebetz Kanan. That's what the pasuk says. How do you know he gathered the wealth of the whole world? Talmud Loimar, it says the pasuk. That means the whole world came to Mitzrayim because of the hunger. So that's where he gathered all this wealth. All this wealth. Uksha all of Yisrael mi Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Heluim moyen. They took all these riches with them. Shenemar vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim. We all know vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim. That was the bechush gadol vayishalu ish meizreiu, and they got from the Mitzrayim klei kesef klei zov all the wealth that Yosef gathered. Now we'll see in the Gemara very soon that there was a whole cheshbon about this wealth. This wealth that the Yidden took out of Mitzrayim ended up going to one nation, to another nation, back to Klal Yisrael, back to other nations, and it's in store back to the Romans, the Gemara is going to say soon, till Mashiach. So we see al-Koponim that the Rechush Gadol that Avraham Avinu wanted wasn't stam a Rechush Gadol, the Mefarshim Mucha. Avraham Avinu wanted a Rechush, he needed them to be wealthy. So some answer, because he didn't want them to have a slave mentality. I think somebody showed him say this. You know, when you work and you have a slave mentality, you want reparations 100 years after. They were paid, even though it was after 210 years. Once you were paid, you don't have a slave mentality. That's one pshat. Another pshat, some say, Avraham Avinu's rechush gadol, the answer doesn't mean the physical rechush. Besides the physical rechush, he wanted them to leave with the midah of chesed. Like the Gaon explains, Vayishalu ish me'Yisra'eyu, after they borrowed from one another, so me'elu oilem chesibone, so me'elu the Mitzrim lent to them. First they had to create a matzav of chesed. The Avraham Avinu wanted them to come out with a midah of chesed. So that's why Dabeno, and that's why Kuyim Bohem, they should have the midah of chesed. You should be kuyim bohem in them. What does bohem mean? That they should have the midas chesed. That's the answer. According to this Gemara, it was taka rechush, but there was a whole calculation for the rechush. It wasn't stam. There's a whole history that's in store with this rechush. The Gemara is going to say, Zok the Gemara, Rav Asi Omar, when they left Mitzrayim and they took everything with them, Asu kemitzuda, she'ein boy dogon. It's like a mitzuda is a trap that you want to trap a bird with. You have dogon in there, and that's a bird trap. Now, if the trap is out, if the bird feed is out, so then there's no reason for the birds to go in there. So it's empty. Shemitzula sheim b'dogon. Reb Shimon Omer kemitzula sheim b'dagim. Or it's like a mitzula. It's like in the body of water, the mitzula that doesn't have any fish in there. They empty them out. Now what's it called? The Blazer Moshe Horowitz says beautifully. He says pshat. In this machloikus, if it's kemitzuda or kemitzula, he says, if they empty them out from whatever Yosef put into storage, so then it's taka compared to dogon that was placed over there for the bird trap, and that's the one man the omar. The other man the omar says the bird trap. The bird trap is a mitzuda she'en ba dogon. So Yosef placed everything in storage. They took all that. The other man, the Omer, that says they made it like a mitzula shem bedogim, it's not just referring to the riches of what Yosef put in storage. It's also the original riches of Mitzrayim itself, of the country itself. Mitzula shem bedogim, those that grow that were there before Yosef came. That's the other man, the Omer, of mitzula shem bedogim. Now, lemaisa, what about if they emptied them out? What about Bizas Hayam? So some say the Pasuk says that vayinatzlu esa'om. They took everything from the people, but Pari himself, his own wealth, that came along by Bizas Hayam, that he took with him. So that was taka taken then. Zog de Gemara, what happened to all this wealth that they took? Klal Yisrael took with them. Zog de Gemara, vayamunach ad Rechavam. It was in Klal Yisrael's hands all the way till the Melech Rechavam. Rechavam was the son of Shlomo HaMelech. Bo Shishik. So now the Egyptians wanted it back. So Bo Shishik Melech Mitzrayim. Shishik, the king of Mitzrayim, v'not lo Rechavam, he took it from Rechavam. Shenema vayi b'shona hachamishis. Shteit teposk ha-melochim vayi shona hachamishis l'melech ha-chovam ol ha-shishik melech Mitzrayim ha-Yushalayim vayikras oitzres b'ez Hashem v'ez oitzres b'ez ha-melech. From Shishik ha-Mitzrayim bo zerach melech Kush. So the melech Kush came and took it v'not l'mi Shishik. Bo Aso. Aso was from the Malchi Yehuda. He was an enikol of Rechovam v'not lua, an u-enikol of Shlomo ha-melech v'not lua mi zerach melech Kush. V'shigroi, and he gave it lahadrimoin ben tvarimoin. Hadrimoin ben tvarimoin, he needed him to help him to fight the Malchi Yisrael. So he gave it to him as a payment. Bo b'nei Amoin, so b'nei Amoin came v'notlum hadrimoin ben tvarimoin. Bo Yoshofet, Yoshofet was the son of Osa. V'notlum b'nei Amoin. Voya munach ad achoz, it was munach until achoz. Bo sancheirev, mesheirev melech Ashur, v'notlum achoz. But Chizkiyah came. Chizkiyah was the son of Achaz. V'not lemi sancheirev. V'yamunach at Tzidkiyahu. Until Melech Tzidkiyahu. So now it's back. Chizkiyah took it back from sancheirev. And it's munach until Melech Tzidkiyahu, who's the son of Yeshayahu. Bo Kazdiyim. Kazdiyim is in the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon. This all the wealth that he took from Mitzrayim. V'not lua mit Tzidkiyahu. And he took it, the Kazdiyim took it from Tzidkiyahu to Bovel. Bo Parsiyim. We know that Poras Umodai took over from Bovel. So Bo Parsiim, the Persians, v'notlu mi Kazdiim. Bo Yevonim, Yevonim is Alexander Mukden, v'notlu mi Parsiim, they took over from the Persians. And Bo Ramoyim came the Romans, v'notlu mi Yad Yevonim, they took over from the Yevonim, v'adayin munach b'roimi. And Roimi is America. America is part of Rome. So Emela, all the wealth in the world, you want to know all the billions of dollars are? The billions are in America. Now, who is this for? The Gemara is going to say this is going to be in store for the future for Melech HaMashiach. So when I say that the Kaliso went b'chush gadol, it wasn't stam, it was a ganze cheshbon, this whole calculation where it transformed this wealth went to. Zog the Gemara.
When is Rome?
Correct. Rome is by Bar Sheni. Zog the Gemara, Omer Reb Chome. Omer Reb Chome Bar Chanina. Shalosh matnoniyos hitmin Yosef Mitzrayim. There were three treasures that Yosef hid in Mitzrayim. Achas is galal lekeirach. One of them, Keirach was very wealthy. One of them, Keirach discovered, and he took. V'achas is galal Antoninus ben Asvirus. Antoninus. V'achas gnuzo letzadikim losid lovoi. And one is gnuz for the tzadikim losid lovoi. Like it says in the pasuk says, Oisha, this talking about Keirach. Keirach used his wealth, but that was a downfall. Oisha shomu lebailov. Stayed in Kehelis. Oisha, wealth is shomu lebailov, l'ra'osoi, to his downfall. The downfall of the millions of dollars that Keirach had was because of his wealth. Zog gemara om Reb Shimon Lokesh, zu oshra shel Keirach, this is the wealth of Keirach. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk. This is a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. The pasuk describes the pasuk asher potza oretz espio vativleim ves batem ves olem ves kol hayakum asher beragleim bekev kol Yisrael. All the yakum, what is yakum referring to? Ves kol hayakum asher beragleim, it was all swallowed up in the ground. Omer Rabbi Lozer, ze memoinoi shel odom. This is referring to a person's wealth. Shemamidoi al raglov, that puts him on his feet. Money puts you on your feet. That's why in Hebrew it's called pshitas regel, because you were poshed your regel. You lost all your money. What puts you on your feet? Your money. Mm-hmm. You push your regal, so you're not on your feet. So that's the money of that's the yakum. I have a chumash of Reb Shmuel Leib Diskin. His chamisha chumash yeteris mikros gedolos. On the posik in Parshas Noach, over there it says as follows. There's a pirush of the Eben Ezra on the posik. The posik says, "Kiliyomim oid shiva animante ala oretz aboyim yom aboyim lailo." Umuchisi es kol hayakum, and I'll destroy all the yakum. Asher osisim al pnei adoma. Zok Eben Ezra on those words es kol hayakum. Umilas hayakum loy matzanuah kiim beparsha azois. We don't find yakum only in this parsha in Noach. Zok the Pshu Leib in the Ksav Yad, he writes over there gam beparshas ekev nimtza. That's over here parshas ekev where we just read this pasuk. Ves kol hayakum asher beragleim the Eibishter took down. So what's, it's a gvaldik horror he has. The Eben Ezra says, there is no word like that in Kol HaTorah Kula, except for Parshas Noach. And here we have it over here in Ekev, when it talks about Adis Korach, about his wealth. So, Lemaisa, other Mefarshim, Bavorin, this also on this Eben Ezra, and they answer, there's a difference in Lomdus between the two Parshas. Why? Meaning, the Pirish that the Gemara explains over here in Kol HaYikum, in Parshas Korach, is Memoina Shel Odom Shemamida Araglov. Meaning, that Taich is taka different than the taich Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach, it's talking about all the yakum. Over there, it's talking about all the yakum. Mean anything that's alive. Umochis is kol hayakum. The Eibush about the marble destroyed all the whole yakum. Anything that's alive. Over here, and that we don't find anywhere. Kol hayakum over here means the money of a person that's a loshon of kium, that's mamida araglov. That taich is a new taich, and so many of the Parshas Noach's taich, we taka don't find. But kaparim, the aura is a starker aura on the Eben Ezra. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Levi, Masri Sholosh Meis, Prodois, Levonois, Hoyu, Mavteichos, Beis, Gnov, of Shal Koirach. The weight of the keys for the storehouses of the Gnozov of Koirach was a Masri of Sholosh Meis, Prodois. 300 mules had to carry just the keys to the storehomes. Others say it's referring to the storms itself. Vekulu Aklide Veklipe de Galdo. And don't think they were heavy keys. They were made out of leather. So maybe it's light. And still they needed all these paradis. Now the Rashbam over here says, Keirach. Keirach.
He's traveling.
So he had traveling store. You never see those big trucks that have a big bag load in the back. So he had those storehouses. Now, Zogt the Rashbam, Masi Sholosh Meyos, Lav Dafka. Rashbam says, 300 is lav dafka. V'chein kol sholosh mei shebishas.
Really?
Yeah. But that's a 300. 300 is a number. That's Dr. Rashbam. It's a loshen guzma. Azoy is Dr. Rashbam. The gilu, Dr. Rashbam, matzufin shel or. Even though it was out of or, must be sholosh mei spardis. Now, toysa, let's see the top toysa over here. Mitzudah shein badogon. Der tzaydei oifoiz lohosim dogon b'mitzudah v'dogosh v'aynatzlu v'aynatzdu. Ki lamed mischalefes bedalad b'mkoy misharbe. Vayinatzvus Mitzrayim, the lamed and the dalad are interchanging letters. So that's k'metzuda, vayinatzdu. Meaning vayinatzdu vidarshan loshna metzuda. That's one mandomet. The other mandomet says metzula. then it's mamash vaynatzlu. Then it's the same lamed. Zog the Gemara weiter by the two dots, five lines from before the bottom. Daish adish kazdech muoydech simen. Zog the Gemara Omer Reb Shmuel Banachmeni. Reb Shmuel Banachmeni says as follows. Omer Reb Shmuel Banachmeni Omer Yenison. Oit we dash in the psukim in the end of Hal. Oit chokani soni Omer David. Oit chokani soni David HaMelech said when he overpowered, he had a Yeshua with Goliath, and he became the Melucha came to him. So he said the tefillah of Oitcha Hashem ki ani soni Vatilil Yeshua. That's the end of the pasuk. And then Dr. Gemara, Evan Moasa Bonim Hoysel Rosh Pino Oma Yishai. His father Yishai didn't expect the further thing that his youngest son is going to become the Melech. So he said, Evan Moasa Bonim Hoysel Rosh Pino. Evan Moasa Bonim. That he should become. Zogt Rashbam zed David sheitzor ba'ochiv v'goya. Zogt Yigamora me'eis Hashem ois azois. He niflois beinenu. That the brother said. Omru ochiv. The brother said. That's a loshen Rambam. Zogt Rambam niflois beinenu. So the brother said this about David HaMelech. Zeh ayoyim osa Hashem om Shmuel. Shmuel that was misnabe. That at the end they'll be happy. That they'll be saved from their enemies, and David HaMelech will be appointed king. Zayayim osa Hashem nagil of nisbechavoi. Zogti Gemara ona Hashem oishiono omru echov. The brother said, "Ona Hashem oishiono, we should save us. Ona Hashem atzlichono oma David." That he said, "Hatzlocha." Zogti Hashbam she atzlich b'malchusoi. Now, the truth is, by a Hallel. We split. Ona Hashem Hashiyano, the Chazan says, and then the Kal says, Ona Hashem Hashiyano. Ona Hashem Hatzlichano, and then the Kal says, Ona Hashem Hatzlichano. Now, you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of a posik. So why are we mafsik the Shatz and the Kal in one posik? So some explain, not some, it's a Pharisee Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches. So Tosfos in Sukkah says that since over here, the Gemara says it was set through two people, it was Dovid HaMelech, and it was his brothers. So Memele, even though it's one pasuk, it could be split. And the Shatz says, Ona Hashem Hashiyano, and the Kala answers before the Shatz finishes the rest of the pasuk. Continues the Gemara. So Ona Hashem Hashiyano was Echov, Ona Hashem Hatzichano was David. Boruch haba b'shem Hashem, Oma Yishai. Boruch haba b'shem Hashem is, Yishai said, when did he say this? When Shmuel came to be anoint one of his sons as a melech. So he said, Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem, Omer Yishai. Bechanuch mi beis Hashem, Omer Shmuel. Keil Hashem vayoel lonu, Omru kulon. Meaning, Keil Hashem vayoel lonu, they said, Omru kulon. Before, it's Isru Chag ba'avoisim, Omer Shmuel. Shmuel said, Isru Chag ba'avoisim. Zok Rashbam, have you zvochim? Bring korbonos u'shlomim harbe lismach u'matin domen lemizbeach. Omer Shmuel, Keli atavoideko, Omer David. Keli atavoideko is they made a suda afterwards. So they were moided to the Eibishter. So David HaMelech was moided to the Eibishter. Elokai aroimimcho omru kulon. They all said, and that's really the zimun that you make. The Gemara and Brachas Dashans that from the posuk of Gad Lashem Iti Unroima Moshmo Yachdov. That's a zimun b'shloisha. Unroima. The Gemara and Brachas Mem. Hey, so when they said Elokai Aroimimcha Omru Kulon, that was the Birchas Hamazon, the zimun they did after the suda that David HaMelech said of Keliat Veideko. At the end, when they made a suda, they take a made a zimun. We'll stop everybody by the two dots, the bottom of the omelets. Oh, yeah.